The Ohio House has approved an education plan for the city of Cleveland, giving Mayor Frank Jackson more power over the school district. It also makes major changes for teacher layoffs and recalls by using an evaluation process instead of strict seniority rules. Republican State Representative Ron Amstutz.
This is the right response to every mother, every father, every grandparent asking for a hand up for their children who need a good school and a good education in Cleveland.
Many Democrats, though, in the Ohio House, like Representative Debbie Phillips, took issue with a provision in the bill that would allow local property tax dollars to be diverted to other schools.
This is a fundamental philosophical difference in how we would address this issue. And there have been some public comments made about this as a possible model, this Cleveland plan as a possible model for other schools in Ohio. So I think we should take this very seriously.
The Democrats say if this model gets expanded statewide, suburban schools that receive less funding from the state would still be on the hook for thousands of dollars for each child that attends qualifying charter schools. The Senate will take up the House version of the Cleveland plan today.